Thank you for calling the Crafty Video Membership. My name is Brooke. The spelling of your email address, please.
My email is pmazza@bellsouth.net.
All right. Can you spell that, please?
Pardon?
Can you spell that, please?
Oh, yeah. P as in Peggy, M as in Mary, A as in Ann, ZZ as in zebra, two Z's, A, at BellSouth, BellSouth.net.
Okay, give me one moment.
Sure.
All right, could you verify your name and your address, please?
Verify it? Peggy Mazza. My address. I've moved. I don't know. Do you have one there in Stuart, Florida, or I moved to Tennessee?
Okay.
I've been a member since about 2015. So.
Okay. Yeah. You can just give me your address.
Now it's 1325 Tommy Dodson Highway, Cookeville, Tennessee. Want me to spell anything?
Help you.
Oh yes, please. I'm taking a class on bodice sloping, which I have taken before, and I've asked a question. I can't get any replies anybody who writes a question. I can't see any of the replies. I asked a couple of questions, and I'm not able to see the reply.
Okay.
Is there a secret or something I should know? I saw one reply. It was a quite lengthy one at the end of. Okay.
You say you saw one where, ma'am?
One reply I saw. It was at the very end of all of the questions and replies. It was one reply. It was written by a Nick.
Hey, you mean on the videos?
I'm watching the video on Craftsy. I'm watching a Craftsy on the pattern making, the Making the Sloper by Susie.
Okay.
And,
and you're watching the videos and you're asking questions and you don't see any answers?
Yeah, underneath where it says discussion, underneath there, I look to see where would I see the answer to my question. I see all the questions, and some of them pertain to my problem, but I can't see any of the replies.
Well, you may have to wait until the instructor logs on to answer the questions, because those are not live videos. They're not just sitting there watching those videos. You'll probably have to wait till someone logs on.
Honey, I understand that completely. I know that. But would you say that November 5th, when I wrote in the question, would you say that that would be enough time? And also, I can't see any of the replies, even from October. That's why I'm telling you, I can't see any of them. And I don't know if everybody else has that problem I don't understand.
All right, give me 1 second.
Sure.
All right, spare me one moment, please.
Sure, take your time. As long as I get an answer, I'll be fine.
I am still here. Give me one moment, please.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Can I say something?
You can go ahead.
Hello. Okay. I see one reply. It's from customer service, and it's dated October 29th, and it's written by a Nick. And it's and that was the October. And then there's one other, and it's very extensive and very nicely answered. And those are the only two replies that I see.
Okay, yeah. One of my supervisors said he don't think the teachers are responding to the questions, and he don't know why.
But there are so many. I mean, there must be 25 up on here. And you mean they're not responding to any of them at all? I mean,
they said since COVID they haven't been responding to anything.
Well, that's why is the sense in spending all the money? And because I'm a perennial, every year, and I've been a customer since I bought all the classes and everything since 2015, and I can't believe that they're not responding. I just can't believe it to anybody at all.
Correct.
I mean, that does sound a little peculiar, right?
Yeah, there isn't anything that we can do here at customer service for them not responding.
There's nothing that it's your program, and
we're just customer service. We're not the teachers. We're just customer service.
I understand that, but is there somebody that's in charge that can do something about it and tell me what's wrong? People are asking the same question that I'm asking.
Ma'am. There must be somebody. Anything.
There's nobody that I can appeal to. Nobody else. Technical problem or anything like that. Nobody else.
No, ma'am.
That's ridiculous. Has anybody else called in that they can't see the replies?
I mean, I'm sure we've had questions, but I mean, I haven't had one inquiring about it, but I can't say that there hasn't been any.
Well, then, in other words, if you have a problem, if somebody's sewing something and they have a problem with someone, there's no place to go. There's no way to find out. And yet you're paying for the class, and yet there's no way to find out. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't want to give you personally a hard time. So I'm talking to you as a company person. You understand what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
Don't take it personally. Don't take it personally. But is there anybody I can write? Where else can I talk to or somebody?
You can send an email to the customer service email.
Send a customer, really? And what? Yeah. And do you have their address or something? Customer service. Wait, is it up there?
Yeah, it's on our website at the bottom of the page under contact.
It does. But you have to send a question. I did already, and I never got to respond to that either. I see it's at the bottom of I've lost it now, but contact us. Okay. You have to submit email. I did send an email. I never got a question, never got anything answered or anything. So, and it says to answer to advertise and want an advertiser. Okay. All right. Well, maybe you'll pass my problem along. Most other people must have it. To the powers that be. Hello?
All right. And have I answered all your questions today?
No, not really. I said maybe you'll pass my problem along just to the powers that be, someone else.
Yes, I can pass it on.
In the future? Yeah, please do. Okay, thank you. Bye.
You're so welcome. Thank you.